The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this,
and the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond. This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
I'm here today, and Rob, as we kind of gear up for this program, the final game of this series is coming up in about an hour from now, but what a week it's been for you, and you've had the two letters GM associated with your name and your title now for a long time, but you remove assistant and you put an interim. What has changed?
Well, a lot more action. I guess I've been much more involved, and I've been talking directly with other clubs, whereas before Terry would have been doing that right now. And I would have just been advising and giving my opinion along with several other people. And now I have to take in a lot of people's opinions and a lot of information, and I'll be in that chair to make that final decision.
And you've been in this spot in some way before, right? People may think, boy, this is brand new for you. But did Terry prep you for the current role that you have?
I think he's been prepping me for a long time for this position and for this responsibility. I've learned a lot from him. He's been a mentor and a role model for me for 20-plus years now, so I think he, all along, he tries to help all of us to be prepared for another step.
A lot to get to on the show today, and I do want to go back, if we can, to last Sunday. It was a week ago. At what point did you find out, and how did you kind of keep that inside for that flight to Detroit only hours later?
Well, I found out about the sixth inning of the game on Sunday, and I think part of the reason was there were so many good things going on at the ballpark last weekend, with Torrey Hunter being inducted into the Hall of Fame on Twins Hall of Fame on Saturday, and then John Gordon on Sunday, and they didn't want to take anything away from that, and I was notified during the game on Sunday, and I went back to the booth, and Terry already knew what was going on, and we had an opportunity to talk for a couple innings, and at that point, I wanted to make sure nothing leaked out, because Terry had some people he needed to talk to and let them know what was going on. So it was very important to keep it confidential, and we were able to do that. I went to Detroit, and then I had some conversations that night with a lot of people that it was going to affect, and that had to be part of the announcement and everything else. So there were a lot of things that went into it, and Sunday and Monday were very emotional days for a lot of us. And then, you know, after at that point, I knew and I understood that I had to get focused and prepare to lead and start getting myself in position for a couple important weeks.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm sure you had to flip an emotional switch. You had to go from shock and sadness to maybe some excitement for something you've never done before.
You know, it's something that I've always hoped I would get the opportunity to do, but I always envisioned it would be, because Terry came in and we were back on track, things were going well, and he decided that he was ready to call it a day and they would entrust me to take over. But we don't get to write our own script, and you know, it is what it is, the way it happened. You know, we all just deal with it, and we need to be professionals, move on, and do the best we can for the club.
Have you been in contact with Terry this week?
I have spoken with him, and, you know, he's hanging in there. I know he was disappointed, but he's still a baseball guy, and most of our conversations have been kind of geared around baseball.
So do you see a scenario where if you're on the fence about doing something, to seek his advice before giving it the green light?
That option is always open, and he's made that known, that any time I want to talk, feel free to give him a call. I also want to give him some space and respect that. So we're going to have our normal cast of scouts and people coming in as the trade line nears. So we'll have a lot of conversations, and some things will be the same and some things will be different. You know, obviously we're different people. We have different approaches and ways about going about things. So it'll be interesting this week.
I want to get back to that. We're going to take a break, and I want to pick up exactly on that point, how your vision maybe is different than what Terry had during his time as the Twins GM. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live at Fenway. More of our Sunday program next on your home for Twins baseball.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
At Quick Trip, we're always thinking about what it means to be a neighborhood fresh market. That's why we've brought in even more new groceries to keep your day fresh. From premium meats to the kinds of veggies, sides, and fresh fruit your family wants, making it easier than ever to enjoy a home-cooked meal all in one place.
Right now, Kitchen Cravings ground beef for just $1.99 a pound. Premium meats at your neighborhood Quick Trip Fresh Market.
See you next time.
Fourth and one on your own five. Full count, two out. Bottom of the ninth, the front end of a one-on-one with 0.1 seconds left. There's a name for this sliver of hope. She's called Chance. And as every Minnesota lottery player knows, it's worth it to call her number. So let's send in the Hail Mary of, oh yeah! Because with or without her helmet, Chance is a beautiful thing. Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
Hit a home run with a U.S. Bank Value Pack each Tuesday at Target Field. Watch the Twins from the U.S. Bank Home Run Porch and enjoy a free Schweigert hot dog and Pepsi all at the same time. Tuesdays at Target Field haven't been better. Visit TwinsBaseball.com for more information.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. It is Game 4, Twins and the Red Sox coming up at about 12:35 Central Time. The pitching matchup will be Tommy Malone for the Twins and Rick Porcello, a 12-game winner, going for the Red Sox. Corey Provis back alongside Rob Antony. You broached an interesting topic before that last break about your vision and maybe Terry's vision. How are they similar, but more importantly, how are they different?
Similarly, he always took in all forms of information and then digested it and would make a decision. I will do the same thing. Terry was such a good talent evaluator. If he had seen players, he already kind of knew what he thought of that player. So he could make deals and make trades with some conviction because of how he had evaluated and scouted some players. Whereas I would put more trust in our scouts and maybe a little less of my own conviction there. I would take in more information and maybe more, a little more of the statistical part of things. I'm going to lean on that. I'm going to lean on a lot of parts of information, but what you have to do is you have to combine all of it. You know, there's an analytical piece, but you can't just make deals off of numbers. These are players, these are people, and that's the importance of having scouts there. You can get the makeup. You can get the competitiveness. How does this guy go about his business? All those things, you don't get that out of numbers. So you need to combine. You need to put all that information together. You need to listen to your people who have been in the ballpark. They've gathered information about the players and their makeup. And you need to, but it needs to mesh and it needs to match what the numbers say as well.
You know, it's a couple of good points that you bring up there. And as you examine baseball today, metrics are so popular to discuss. They're popular to debate. How much of metrics come into play building teams, and not just 25-man rosters, but say even your 40-man roster?
I think it comes into play, but I think one of the things that is most beneficial is the usage of the information. There's so much information to be had. You get that information on your own players, you give it to your staff, and if they utilize that, they address some things that you can bring to them that might indicate that maybe this pitcher's going about it in a way that's not as beneficial to him. You know, he has the pitches. He can do different things, but that's not the way he's attacking. That's not the way he's pitching and locating his pitches. So I think there's a lot of information there. I think there's a lot of defensive information. And hitters, we need to know what the tendencies are, and we need to utilize the information when our pitchers are pitching against other clubs, the advance reports. There's a lot of information, and I think the biggest thing is getting everybody to utilize all the information that we have. A pitcher is who he is. He needs to pitch with his strengths. He needs to use his pitches, but he also needs to be well aware of what the weaknesses are of each hitter that he's facing.
But it's never forced upon management and in-game management, managers and coaches to use, right? They still present the information, and at least the Twins' philosophy is, here it is, do with it what you shall choose.
Yeah, and that's not going to change. But there also, it needs to be understood what the value is of the information. And we have a lot of people that are veteran on our major league staff of coaches. And I trust that the information that we get them, they're going to be able to utilize it. And it's been a work in progress. They've been doing that a lot. The most noticeable things are shifts and defensive placement, that type of thing. But I think there are also a lot of other ways. We have a veteran catcher in Kurt Suzuki, and I know he can process all that and utilize all that information to try and help some younger pitchers along. What they do in between starts in the bullpen, I think, can be maybe focus a little more on what they need to work on and improve rather than getting their work in between starts. So I think there are some things that we might be able to maybe just turn it up a little bit on the usage of information.
Now, the trade deadline is just 8 days away, a week from tomorrow. We'll take a break, come back, and dive into that a little bit on the other side of this timeout. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live from Fenway, and more of our program next on your home for Twins baseball.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep. But the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's heroes with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to three guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
This is Savannah Guthrie with an urgent story developing all across America. Despite having more than enough food available, there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks engages local communities in solving hunger by collecting surplus food, giving hope to hungry kids. But they need your help. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Twins Flex Plan gives you the flexibility to choose your games and your number of seats. Choose in advance or even the day of the game. So don't plan, Flex Plan. Go to twinsbaseball.com/flex or call 800-33-TWINS to learn more.
Inside Twins rolls on. A beautiful day here at Fenway. We have mostly clear skies, warm temperatures. Twins and the Red Sox one more time coming up at 12:35 Central Time. It'll be Malone for the Twins. Tommy throwing well, and Rick Porcello having a fine season will oppose for the Red Sox. Rob, I mentioned before the break that the trade deadline is on August 1st this year. That's a day later than what it's been in the past. So it's a week from tomorrow, and Terry would always say that he was listening and everybody. Do you have the same philosophy?
I do. I think especially the position we're in, sometimes you're kind of on the fringe of maybe being in position to make a push for a wild card spot. We're not in that position, so we're definitely on the side of the sellers, and we're willing to listen on a lot of our players.
Do you have to make moves, though? Do you look at it as, boy, we can't let this time pass without making some move or moves?
I would be disappointed if we're not able to make any moves, but at the same time, just to make a move, if it's not a good trade and it doesn't help our organization, then it wasn't a good move. I would rather not make a trade than to do something just to do it.
I know you probably can't get into player specifics, but is there one area you're receiving the most action from other GMs and other teams?
Yeah, I would say that we have a few players, and I guess the last 2 months, the way we've been playing, our players have been performing much better and drawing more interest. So there are some areas, and some clubs are looking for players that they can control. Other teams are looking for players that might be more rentals, or they're not into them long term or for a lot of dollars. So everybody has different perspectives, but it just depends on who they're looking at. And like I say, we're willing to listen on about anybody.
I spoke with Jim Pohl at a Monday afternoon, and I asked him verbatim, Rob, does Rob have the reins up until the deadline? Does he have sole control to make these decisions? Is that your understanding? He said yes. He said Rob is the guy. He has the chance to make these calls. Is that your understanding as well?
Yeah, he was very straight up when we talked and when we met on Sunday, and he said, you have full authority to make anything, any trades or any moves that you think make us better, and run this thing like it's your job. So I'm gonna do that. I'm taking that approach, and I'm trying to be aggressive. I'm trying to keep as many balls in the air as possible so that we have different options and different alternatives, and hopefully we can have a match with another club to benefit us next year and moving forward.
Do you view some of the young, talented players, the Barrioses, the Keplers, the Buxton Sanos, as untouchable, or are you not ready to go that far?
I wouldn't say untouchable, but I would say it would take a lot to really consider doing something. But I think the situation we're in, and as we're trying to put this thing back together, you have to identify players that you want to build around, and there's certainly young players that we believe we can build around. But if you're able to get young talent back from another club that you think really fits a need, and as you kind of lay out and look at the big picture of what we have in the organization, you have to be open to things. And I will be open to them, but like I say, it would take a unique situation to move some young players.
As an assistant GM in the past, how much direct dialogue did you have with other teams and other GMs when trade conversations began?
I had quite a bit, and mostly a lot of times it was my counterparts, assistant GMs, who would call me, and we have a pretty good relationship, and they would just say, hey, we're looking for this, are you interested in that? And I would take it to Terry, we'd talk about it, and it was just kind of, we were a conduit, I guess, for each other to the general managers, and we did a lot of the legwork and discussed a lot of different things. And at a certain point, obviously, the GMs get involved, but I've had a lot of conversations over the years with my counterparts.
But now as the interim GM, are the conversations different when your phone rings?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. And under the situation, in the circumstances, I've had a lot of different GMs call me and just wish me luck, congratulate me, and ask about Terry, and then it would segue into what they might be looking for. And obviously there's a separation. There are some clubs that are looking to move their players that we probably don't match up a lot because we're both in the same situation as sellers. But the teams that are in contention and are looking to buy, about everybody has interest in somebody on our club.
Now, besides Terry, who else are you leaning on right now for advice? Your counsel, if you will.
I would say there's a lot of different people. I talk with Mike Radcliffe regularly, Vern Folliwell, our pro scouting coordinator. I talk with Brad Stile, especially on how things would affect our minor league players, and he does a lot of work on the analytics side. We have about 5-6 people that do a lot of work on the analytics side. I check in with Jack Goyne. He's doing different things with the numbers. So really right now, I've checked in and talked to a lot of different scouts to get makeup on players that they've seen, and especially sometimes the Latin players that, we might not have as much information, but our scouts over there know them well and have known them since they were younger, and you can get a pretty good feel, and that's the information gathering part of things.
And your years as a GM, an assistant GM, now interim GM, does it take, and now 8 days away from the deadline, does it take one big move to really start the process? I know the Red Sox have made some moves, but does there need to be that one maybe blockbuster deal to happen before other action picks up?
I think so in a lot of cases, because I think a lot of times right now teams are looking for that big fish, land the big fish, and they're hesitant to do something else because they may need their prospects or some players in the deal. They may need the financial resources and flexibility to try and get that player. So sometimes things are on hold until they determine if they can go get some of the bigger names that are out there, and if they can't, and or they realize that the cost is just too high, then they call you and want to talk about things, because we don't have that big blockbuster type guy that is going to get traded.
All right, we'll take our last break, come back, and wrap some things up from here at Fenway. We'll get a medical update, too, some news on Trevor Plouffe that Rob can pass along as well. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live from Fenway on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. It's our biggest event of the year, giving you the freedom to save. Now get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged Ford vehicles get $1,000 smart bonus cash. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from Ford Focus, Fusion, and Escape. Even Ford Edge, Explorer, or the built Ford Tough F-150. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. During the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing on a huge selection of Ford vehicles. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get $1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit limited term financing. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, F650, and F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 8-1-2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
You don't have to be a fan of the Oompa music to be a fan of Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf? You mean the mustard, right?
That is correct, young man. Dusseldorf from Coop's Mustard has a tasty mild and creamy flavor that brings out the true taste of the meats.
Why hide the flavor when you can enhance it? With Dusseldorf from Coop's, it's what brats dream of.
Yeah, that's Coop's with a K.
Head to your local grocer and pick up some Coop's Mustard today.
At her last birthday party, we had 12 kids and a clown in a two-bedroom apartment playing pin the tail on my throw pillows. This year, we have a backyard.
When you're ready to buy a house, a mortgage from U.S. Bank can help make it possible. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to learn more. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates on select Kubota hay tools. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. Find a Kubota dealer near you at Kubota.com.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Last few minutes here with Twins interim GM Rob Antony. I was thinking about this the other night watching Stephen Wright, the knuckleballer for the Red Sox in Game 1. Any Twins young arm throwing a knuckleball right now?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And sometimes it's those guys develop when they get older, and they used to be quote-unquote regular pitchers, and it wasn't working, so they came up with a trick pitch. Some guys try and develop a sink or a splitter or something. Some guys go to the knuckleball because they've always had a feel or they've always played around with it. But I don't think we have anybody in that situation right now.
But it's something that's rarely taught, right? It's something that a player, in Wright's case, he had to do that during his time with the Indians. He just had to go with plan B, if you will.
Right, exactly, and I think that's what happens most times. But, yeah, it's pretty tough to teach. And I think once a pitcher decides he's going to try and do that, like R.A. Dickey did shortly before we got him, and he went to Phil Niekro and got counsel from people. I know he talked to Tim Wakefield. They kind of seek each other out to try and learn as much as they can from somebody who was successful throwing it.
All right, some medical news, if you can pass it along. Some good news on Trevor Plouffe.
Yeah, he's coming along. He's going to be long tossing and swinging, hitting off a tee today for the first time. He's been doing some things in the pool and doing some different things. So hopefully some of that soreness is coming out of the ribs, and as it does, he'll be able to do more and more.
Have you thought about when Trevor does come back, how that's going to impact Sano at third base?
Well, we'll have to sit down, and you know, that's going to be Paul's decision, but I could see Trevor back over there at third more, and maybe Sano moving around, maybe getting some more DH at-bats, and those two maybe splitting some time at third or sharing some of the time anyway.
All right, it's an off day for the team tomorrow, but I would imagine that's the last thing you're going to be doing, right? Busy work day tomorrow for you?
Yeah, tomorrow will be the first day I'll be in the office since all this happened, so there'll be a lot of meetings and trying to get with a lot of different people and make sure that we're all locked in and everybody can move forward.
Oh, Rob, great job all week. I know it was emotional, and I did not ask you what Terry meant to you because you got pretty choked up about that on Monday. But good luck this week, and look forward to the show next week.
Thanks, Corey.
Now, Rob Anthony, our guest, the Twins interim GM. We have more baseball coming up from here at Fenway. Chris has the pregame show next. And then game four, Malone and Porcello. Twins and the Red Sox one more time on a beautiful day at Fenway. Stay tuned. More to come right here on your home for Twins baseball.
You've been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.